Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now, and always. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. So these words being called out as the people waved their palm leaves and laid their coats on the ground to honour the Son of David. The king is coming on a donkey. An unusual choice of steed for a king. I'm pretty sure King Charles would not ride on one through the streets of London, even if they could find a stallion donkey big enough. But here we have the Lord arriving to jubilant applause on a donkey. Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth, it says in our reading. And I suppose that is the big pointer as to why Jesus chose a donkey, a beast of burden, which isn't for charging into battle. I looked up about donkeys and I read, donkeys have a slow, plodding walk. They are hard workers with big energy reserves. Sounds good for a prophet who has come for the long haul, to change not only the lives of the people of Jerusalem, the people of Israel, but all humanity. Changing humanity is not a rushed job, not something that can be forced, not something that can happen even with one generation of people. It takes time, certainly if you want to change the heart of the whole world. We do not have to look up much from our own lives to see world leaders trying to do that around the world today, thinking if they shout loud enough, show enough strength, then all will bow to them. No. In Jesus, the Son of our Creator God, we have a leader who has come, who came to show us the way through example, riding into Jerusalem humbly on a donkey, coming as a servant king. No rush, but steady, steadfast. You can almost imagine the sight of the donkey lumbering gently along under his weight, maybe a bit perplexed at the commotion and the noise, but he's probably used to carrying loads through the bustling streets, even if today's is a little more chaotic. The donkey must have realised his load was particularly precious. What a wonderful sight we are given to dwell on today. Looking into our psalm that Anthony read for us, Psalm 118, we have a very interesting verse. Verse 22, the stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. The chief cornerstone in a building was traditionally the first stone laid, and it acted as a reference point for the rest of the building, a reference point for alignment. I read about this, I'm not a builder, some of you might be, but that is what I read. It's the reference point for alignment for the rest of the building. The rest of the building, the structure depended on this stone. It would be continually referred to for strength, structure, stability, sustainability of the building. Without reference to it continually, the building will fail. You can imagine on occasion some parts of the building would have had to have been taken down to be reassessed, reassembled, when it was noted that it was out of kilt, out of sync with the cornerstone. And we read in verse 22, the stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Well, at this moment, the crowd are recognising Jesus as their cornerstone. They love this man who has been healing them, feeding them miraculously, drawing them with his words of great wisdom. But there are those who are sceptical, the Pharisees and the synagogue leaders. We do not hear of that in our reading today, in our psalm reading from Matthew's Gospel, but that is written about in other Gospel versions of this event. And we know that by the end of this week, there are these cries of Hosanna then turn to cries of crucify Jesus, the cornerstone of our Christian faith, the church here on earth, this cornerstone having been laid, is not always the favoured alignment of our lives. Possibly because it means we have to change the way not only we behave, but also change the way of how we think and feel about others. Remembering the two great commandments, you know, love the one true God and worship him, and love your neighbour as yourself, those two famous commandments we hold on to. But they always sound so simple, but we know the reality is tough. Apart from worshipping the one true God, which is hard to get your head around, love our neighbours as ourselves. It's hard, isn't it? I remember when I went back home to live with my mum, as she was alone after my dad had died. Bless them both, as neither of them are here with us on earth anymore. Well, she started to come to church with me, having never been a churchgoer. She became my neighbour in the pew. And she found the 30 to 40 minute sermons long and would start speaking and saying, when is it going to stop? Bless her, I hope none of you feel that way about my sermons. They're not 30 to 40 minutes long ever. So I said, Mum, we will bring a magazine for you. And so I would pop one in my bag, and when the sermon started, I would give it to her. I could have said, Mum, shut up. That's being really rude. Or I could help her in her unease, in her restlessness. And okay, this is a simple example, and not a neighbour, but my mum. And my daughter's here. You'll remember Nanny would have said things like that, wouldn't she? So it's not one world leader to another world leader, but to neighbours near and far, physically and emotionally, we are called to treat them with love and respect as fellow human beings on this journey of life. We're all called to keep aligned to the chief cornerstone, Jesus, the foundation on which our faith is laid. And you know, we are fickle by nature as humans. Those folk who called out Hosanna, calling out crucify a few days later. But the chief cornerstone is still in place. The church has stayed steadfast through thick and thin. It has weathered the storm of changes. And when it comes down to the nitty and gritty of life, that is when people call on it. They turn to it in their troubles, in their anger and their unjust situations they're in, and when they want to rejoice and give thanks. We need to remain faithful and true to our alignment. In our benefice, in this lovely part of the world, in West Bucks, I've been so pleased at the generosity of people giving to the food bank, to Baby Basics, to charities that we collect for. Testimony to people giving with love to neighbours. They have nothing in common with them, maybe. They may disagree politically with them, with their faith, with their lifestyle, but they give. And I've rejoiced that 15 children and their parents came along to our monthly Crafty Church last Sunday. The most we've had in one session the past 2 years of its existence. And to all coming to our parish gatherings, in church, in our village halls, or of various types across the benefice. There is something so powerful in our steadfast behaviour that draws others in. So today we recall Jesus riding in on a donkey, reminding us of his humble beginnings here on earth, of the journey his mother Mary took, riding on a donkey to Bethlehem with Joseph at her side, reminding us of Jesus' servant nature to us all, and his obedience to go to the cross to save us all, to open the resurrection gates we recall on Easter morning. This is the true laying of the cornerstone of our faith. We're all part of this building, being aligned to this foundation, this strength that will keep us standing. We know how the weeks ahead unfold, so we can truly rejoice and cry Hosanna to our King, the great Easter story. And what did we sing in our hymn just now? The wonderful words we have in our hymns, they really remind us of our faith. Ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. Bow thy meek head to mortal pain, then take, O God, thy power and reign. Let us rejoice and share this message this Easter season. Amen.